Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the.
The heart bestows, and the beat goes on. Realizing that we really do hold the essence of our Creator within us will release us to live the roles we have come to live. This knowing removes all barriers we have constructed between ourselves and others through living in fear. This knowing enables us to embrace what it means to have a freedom of expression in all our creativity. It is a knowing that anything we conceive will be nourished through our movement and expression. The wisdom we seek outside of ourselves actually resides within our own memory. How do you know when the truth is spoken? It rings true in your church within. Let your spirit truly be your guide when making decisions pertinent to your own well-being. Choose not to become a parent. They perform their functions very well. Be the special human you have come to be. What is true for you? What will you give? Who will you be? Only share truth as you know it to be. When we love ourselves completely, it becomes easy to say to another, I love you just the way you are, and thank you for reflecting to me yet another part of myself. We are thankful for everyone we are blessed to meet and welcome all the lessons they bring. The greatest love is self-love. It's one and the same as God's love.
Life is abundant with lessons and gifts. Abundance of all things is our birthright. Acceptance of this birthright opens doors to perfect health, wealth, and joy. There are many doors to unlock, many closets to clean before we reach our goals. Our intention must be clear and resonate with our soul. The things that plague us will stay the same as before. When we give thanks for our blessings, they will become much more. As the sunlight illuminates the cores of our being, its rays give us that expanded soul-filled feeling, a feeling that takes us to a peaceful place. We only need now to hold that space.
Heartbeat? What rhythm is it playing? What is it saying to you right now? Well, mine is ecstatic, overflowing. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the play experience where we are all assembled here, right now, on the playground called life, to purposefully love and appreciate ourselves once again. Thanks for meeting me here again today. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all the callers and those of you listening online in this now. I truly appreciate your presence on each show. I love fully engaging, participating with you here on this life stage, where we are continually looking for healthy lifestyles. Where are you? We are here. We are it. Creator has master plan, and we are it. We're not in it. We are it. If you'd like to stay more connected with the play movement, you can visit iwillplay.org. And just know that play is not just a radio show or an event. It's a movement. It's a movement towards ultimate health and well-being. What we intend on continually doing is creating opportunities and avenues for growth, transformation, and success in life. That's right. We provide different events. We provide events called A Taste of Play. We call it Move to Play. Play. Just purposely love and appreciate you. That's all. That's all it is a reminder that wherever you go to play with us, you're going to have a smorgasbord of fun, laughter, and joy, because that's how we roll. We go into workplaces. We provide stress management, play shops. Who knows? We might be showing up at your doorstep in your workplace one day real soon. Look out for us. Now, wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. Let's release some endorphins. I'm for it. Yes, yes, yes. Sound. I'm so in love with sound. In the beginning of all life, there was sound. And there was rhythm. Every atom, every particle, every molecule was always in constant vibration. And therefore, it always has what it's called, a frequency. The universe is all the universes, including all creatures and everyone. That's right, it's other universes besides this one. It's always in a state of vibration. In other words, it's always emitting sound of some sort. Sound is the first thing that we developed. on our senses, and it's the last thing that we'll deal with when we leave, when we transition this body in the womb. We were constantly bathed in our mom's body sounds, her heartbeat, respiration, digestion, her voice. All the sounds we were introduced and healed by before we even entered this world. I just find it just so powerful. I can't tell you. This is something that really is close to my heart. Healing, all healing is important, but healing through sound, something about that sound. Every organ, every cell, bone, tissue, liquid in the body, even the electromagnetic fields that are around your body, which some people call the aura, all of it has a healthy frequency. So much so that when we are not resonating with some part of ourselves, our environment, something around us, you know, the whole sound goes pear-shaped, as they say, awry. And we become out of balance and harmony. So this can also cause a little problem here and there called disease, challenges, stress. So this is why, segue, I have a beautiful, lovely, exciting, passionate guest today in the house who will share with you how her music, her sound, transforms, heals, assisting us to have a healthier world. Sherry Marie began singing as a 5-year-old girl in Muncie, Indiana, her birthplace, on this very day and month. What did that tell you? Happy birthday. Yeah. Sherry is affectionately known as the love goddess, our very own earth angel. Well, we thank the creator for sending her here, huh? This extraordinary artist draws on her very many roles as mother, daughter, sister, lover, teacher, and friend to create the sounds that express her extraordinary experiences. Her two beautiful daughters, Emily and Joyelle, have used their gifts and their mother's prowess to hone their own exceptional gifts and talents. With her combined talents as a singer, songwriter, guitarist, drummer, workshop facilitator, and speaker, Sherry Marie has developed a propensity for taking her everyday experiences and using them to elevate herself and others to extraordinary heights. An eloquent teacher, her sultry and powerful vocal style is heralded by so many critics, both home and abroad, as unique. Sherry's genuine love of humankind is exhibited in her walk, her talk, her expression, and her healing sounds. Oh my goodness, can we welcome to the play experience the sister of my soul, a very beautiful, it's a good day to be alive, y'all. Happy, very happy birthday to you, my dear sister. Welcome.
Oh, wow. That was amazing. Thank you so much. It is great to come and play with you. My goodness.
We are so blessed that you chose to spend a little time with us on this such an auspicious day.
Man, this is like one of the best birthday gifts ever. You know, I get to share with my brothers and sisters around the world. Come on. Couldn't
get
better than that. Really, really
good. Wow, I am so enamored and so thankful. Thank you. I have a question for you in the beginning of this wonderful day that we have on this playground. A three-part question this is. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. How does Sherry Marie see herself? How do other people see Sherry Marie? And how does Sherry Marie want to be seen? Have at it.
Look at you. How do I see myself? I see myself quite honestly as the love messenger. That's it. That's it. You know, it's my job to just speak the message. What, you know, and for me, that is love. It really is. For people who know me and who will come to know who I am, that's all I sing about. That's how I was raised. You know, everything that I saw in my mother and father and grandparents and aunts and uncles, their lives were filled with service and just really caring about humanity, you know, starting, of course, with the home and then branching out, you know, into the community and then into the world. So that's really, I'm just the love messenger, man. That's why I'm so honored that people think of me as the love goddess, you know. So I'm going to 1 in 3. That's just such an honor that somehow on this journey, what I truly, truly believe has resonated with others, and that is how they see me. So I'm perfectly comfortable with being seen as the messenger, as the love goddess. It doesn't frighten me. It used to, because it's a big mantle to carry. It really is a big mantle to carry. Mm. And for the part two of your question, how do I want people to?
No, it's how other people see you.
I mean, how do other people? I'm sorry. How do other people see me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't really know. I don't have a clear answer.
That's a good, good answer.
I don't really know. Whatever they see is what they see, and for me, that's fine.
All right, now.
That's a blessing.
Okay. All right. And how do you want to be seen?
As I said, I want to be seen as the, as I am, the love goddess, the love messenger. You know, that's what I do. That's what I do.
Yes. Yes.
That is what I do. And so that's all I know.
Right. Well, that's a lot. It's quite a bit, actually. So now you said you started, I read that you started when you were 5.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, can you bring us from 5 to now, just in, like, speedily? I'm kidding. You have all the time in the world. We're in the show for you today. This is a birthday party.
Well, I say 5 years old because that is really my earliest recollection of, you know, when I was standing in front of the stereo and singing and trying to do everything that Chaka Khan did and Aretha Franklin and Roberta Flack. You know, I just remember that feeling, just standing in that, my parents' living room for hours, and just listening to Nat King Cole and all kinds of wonderful, wonderful music. So that's where it started.
So Chaka Khan and Aretha, were your role models? Who would be the one who you would say, this is who I patterned myself after, if anyone?
There is no one.
Okay.
There is no one. I've been heavily influenced by so many amazing artists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Vaughan, Luther Vandross. I mean, the list is so long. I kind of shy away from trying to list them all because there's so many, you know, Barbara Streisand and, you know, Betty Carter and, oh, my gosh, you know, I love Jill Scott. It's just a huge list of influences and from all kinds of genres, you know. I'm from rock to jazz to soul, gospel, you know, everything. Country, you know, I even, you know, when I perform live, I even have some country tunes in my shows as well. So I'm a little bit all over the place, and I like that. You know, I like that what I love is music. You know, people often ask me, well, what is your style? What is your, what category should you put me in? Put me in music, period.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
that's really the only thing that matters. This whole thing about categories, it's just music of the world, you know. It's just music from your spirit, from your soul, and that's, well, for me anyway, that's what matters. Now, I understand when you start talking about the business, that's a, you know, horse of a different color, but when I speak the truth from my soul, that is really what it is for me.
I think you're headed right in this road that I'm on. In terms of purposely loving and appreciating yourself, when you think about music, and you said that you deal with it from your soul, tell us about what it actually does for you. When you are doing your music, when you're giving your voice, I think one of your pieces is called Pure Voice. And that's the name of one of your CDs, is that correct?
That is correct.
Pure Voice. When you bring out the pure voice from Sherry Marie, how describe that feeling. What does that feel like? What does it do for you? What do you feel like it's bringing forward?
Yeah, wow, this is a great question, too. It's really an out-of-body experience. I feel so peaceful and so connected to the source, to God. And that means I'm connected to everyone that's listening, whether they're in the audience or whether it's on CD or whether it's a download or whatever. I know at that moment that I'm really connected. And it's the joy like nothing else. That's when I knew I was really living my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, it just the thought of it makes me giddy, you know. There's so mm-hmm. much joy and peace that I feel with these gifts that I have and just being able to share them in that way. So those, I think, I would say are the two things that I feel.
That's great, and I'm feeling, you know, a lot of people that may be listening now in this now and in the next now, you know, feeling about, you know, when you have that kind of love, when it connects you, when you feel like it's connecting you to source, when you're engaging in it, it just feels yummy. It's like, yes, I'm who,
yes,
you know what I'm saying? That's the one. Now, you know, a lot of people, when they are in this life and they're moving in this life, the whole thing about stress is that most of the time people are doing something that they don't want to do. They're doing something that's causing them stress because it's outside of that God. It's outside of that God space, that good space, that goodness, you know. And so it's like what you're speaking about, when that's why I asked you the question, is because it sounded to me and felt to me that when you were talking about music, you're talking about that's where it lies for you. And others, it could be accounting. It could be, law. It could be, you know, and it's something in law that would be making them feel what they feel. It could be the articulation of how they speak to other people and be able to spar with the brain and use their brains, you know. It could be any reason why people love to do what they do. But the whole point is about purposely loving and appreciating yourself to actually do that. And I see you doing it in a lot of different areas, speaking to from doing movies to doing jingles to doing however you use your voice. It's always, it seems to be in some positive fashion, working with young people, doing workshops. And then you did something that was really touched my heart, and it was it was close to my heart because of what I had gone through in my life. We all go through these wonderful gifts of lessons and blessings and things that we call problems, which for me, it was a challenge at the time, and that was abuse. And, you know, you did a piece that is the most beautiful piece. It's called Revival of a Love Story. Along with a few other people, you pulled this masterful piece together. And it was the soundtrack for a actual play. And the play was, can you just, let me be quiet and let you tell it, because I'm going to tell my part of the story.
Oh, that's so great. I
back on by myself. Whoop. You got it. microphone over to you.
Well, it's really an incredible story, and thank you for bringing that up. It started with a poem that was sent to me by this very, very gifted woman, Angela Carr Patterson, who is a love lifestyle coach. And it started a wonderful movement called A Vow to Love, which you guys on Facebook. I hope you'll go check it out. But she sent me this poem and commissioned me to write it for a women's conference. And I sat on my computer for a minute, probably about a month or two. And one thing I do as a writer, I let the music dictate when it's time, you know, when it's to work on it, when it is time to you know, birth it, if you will. So I sat down with the poem, and I promise you, it was no more than 10 minutes. The song had crafted itself through me. And it was amazing. You know, the verses were there. The melody was there. You know, the chords were flowing out of my guitar. It was just fantastic. And then I partnered with Mo Pleasure, who was a keyboardist for Michael Jackson before he transitioned, and he produced it, and there you have it. You know, it is about finding who you are, loving yourself, no matter what you've gone through. It's very empowering because, like you said, all of us have had challenges. I grew up in a household that was abusive, so you know there's an incredible gift that we can give to ourselves if we can just learn to love ourselves and remember how powerful, how incredibly powerful we've been created. And that's the essence of survival of a love story. So I guess you're going to play it now, huh?
Oh, you know I've got to play. You know. Now, wait. You know better than that. Yes, indeed. We're about to give you a revival of a love story just to let you see just what I was going through.
When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a whisper deep. Starting here today.
Oh my goodness.
You let the whole thing roll.
Listen. I couldn't let it go. I was over here with my hand wave up in the air like I was in church.
And your lighter.
The Holy Spirit got me. You can't help it if you're anointed, girl. That's what anointed means right there, people. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. The number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. I'm tongue-tied. And if you want to reach me by email because you're shy, you can reach me at ombasa@ombasa.com. And I'll plug in your question to Sherry Marie. Yes, Sherry, that was so
I can't wait to hear from you all. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to give out Sherry's information. Matter of fact, let's do it now. Sherry's information is sherrymarie.com. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yes. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Sherry, C-H-E-R-I. Marie, M-A-R-E-E, and I am on Twitter. I want you guys, everybody that has a Twitter account that is within the sound of my voice, and if you can text your friends and let them know, y'all tweet me. I want my phone to blow up because I want to be able to keep in close contact with you so that you'll know where I am, if I'm in your part of the world. I want to be able to see you and share some love with you. In fact, I'll be in Japan in November through December. So if we have any of my Japanese brothers and sisters who are listening, hit me up so we can all stay connected. And also you can go to Sonic Bids. That's S-O-N-I-C, B as in beautiful, I, D as in dove, S.com/ Sherry Marie. That's C-H-E-R-I-M-A-R-E-E.
We have,
that's me.
Thank you. We have Francesca over there in Japan, so she may be coming to check you out. You have to give us the exact cities and dates and things like that. And then all of that's on your website, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Well, not today. It will be up over there.
It will be.
Make sure we have all the dates, you know.
Wonderful. Well, we have one of your biggest fans, I'm told, here on the phone lines from South Carolina. Yes, and so we're going to open up for her right now. Hi, who is this and where are you calling from, please?
This is Emily calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
And so you're one of her biggest fans, is that right?
That was my question.
Oh, no. Oh, your question. I thought you were saying you were the biggest fan. Who is the biggest fan? Okay, I am so sorry. who is your biggest fan? Okay, this put you on a hot seat.
Well, you know, let me tell you. I guess I have to explain to everyone that's listening why I'm just so giddy and my voice went up about 12 octaves. This is one of my amazing, fantastically brilliant, beautiful daughters, Emily. And so it's just a surprise. I didn't really expect her to have a question. And the number one fan, I don't know. I don't know who my number one fan
is.
That's
not the right answer.
What are you working with, darling? What you got on the table?
She said that was not the right answer, just in case you didn't hear her.
You know, I'm not going to win. All of my children are my number one fans. How about that? Still not the right answer?
All you had to do was humor me.
Yes, baby, you're right. Emily, you are my number one baby. Yes.
Thank you.
Number one fan. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, Emily, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to say to your mother on her birthday?
That I love her very much.
Oh,
right.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Love is the key. Thank you, Emily.
Yes.
I love you.
Thank you.
Bye. That was a great surprise, man. I tell you, my children can melt me into nothing but butter. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't stop. We're going to go ahead and take Cynthia, who wants to say something to you as well. Hold on a moment. Hi, Cynthia.
Hello.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hello.
Cynthia, hi.
Hello.
Hi,
can
Cynthia?
You hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes,
we can.
We can hear you.
This is
and
not
the whole
Cynthia.
World can hear you, too.
This is not Cynthia. That's why I'm not responding.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Cynthia.
Well, my people here say it's Cynthia, so you're going to be Cynthia today, okay? Unless you want to change your name. Wait. We're on a playground. You can change your name. What is your name?
Okay. I'll be Tiffany for this second.
No. What is your name? We'll take you as who you are. What's your name?
I'm Tiffany James.
Did
you hear me?
I'm sorry. Hi, Tiffany.
Yes.
Sweetie.
Oh, Tiffany.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for calling, Karen.
You're so welcome. I just wanted to call and say happy birthday, and I'm so glad that, you know, you were born on this day to share your love with us and to, you know, guide people like me and everyone you come in contact with from your heart. So thank you so much. I love you so much. And,
thank you, beautiful.
Your
you
single
too.
Is... Oh, yay! Thanks! And,
thank you.
Yes, Bible of a Love Story, that is beautiful, and that definitely resonates with me as well. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you for the call. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We are rolling right along, and everyone is loving up on Sherry today because this happens to be the day that she blessed the earth with her earth angel presence. This, my very special guest today, is musical extraordinaire Sherry Marie. And if you want to speak to her, please call 347-426-3346. And if you would like to find out more about her, you can go to sherrymarie.com. We're going to take another caller here. Let's see who we have here. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from and what is your name, please?
Mombasa.
Yes, this is Mombasa.
Hi, Mombasa. Happy birthday, Sherry. This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. This is fantastic. This is my jolly sister and manager. She's the bomb.
Tremendous, tremendous. That was definitely needed. And anyone that's listening out there, and there are so many, they were so truly, truly blessed while you're sharing just what you did. And that was love, because love is the healing force throughout this universe. And you definitely stepped on top of it. So,
thank
have
you.
A wonderful, wonderful evening and enjoy yourself.
Umasa,
much love and hugs to you, my dear.
Oh, thank you. Much love to you. Take good care.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
All right.
See you later. All righty. Yes, indeedy.
Wow.
And we talk about a lot of experiences that people are having with you and that the young lady, what is her name again?
Tiffany,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one that she was talking about how you helped her and the experiences that you had. The workshops that you do, like the last one you did with young people, what was that one entailing? What type of workshop was that and what did you do there?
It was a music empowerment workshop. And primarily what I do in those types of workshops is use music as a tool for healing, getting people to open up, getting people to really talk about who they are, their experiences, their desires, the things that we don't talk about often enough, especially with our young people. And it was amazing. You know, it was really, really amazing. I gave them some techniques to use, you know, just even with breathing and dealing with everyday challenges, because for this particular group, many of them were dealing with substance abuse. And so, as you can well imagine, you know, this stranger coming in with and, you know, who are you? You know, I don't really have time for this. Why am I here? But through the power of music, we were able to connect on such a deep level. They opened up and they shared their stories because they were able to relax and feel comfortable and feel and not feel threatened. And that's, I truly believe, one of music's magical gifts is that it really disarms people who may, you know, be coming in with a specific agenda, who may be feeling tremendous fear or sadness or just pain in general. Music will, once it's played and once it's going, whether it's live or whether it's on your system, people will relax, they'll smile, they'll laugh, they'll open their hearts, you know. So for me, it's a real transformative gift that we've been given through music, and I'm really honored to be able to perform as a musician, because it doesn't matter where I go in the world, when that music hits, everybody is one. Everybody is joined from the heart, you know. And when you know what transforms the heart, you can transform the world. And so I believe that music is one of those gifts that we've been given for that purpose, for transforming.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I'm for sure looking forward to working with you as your assistant.
Yes,
anyway, stay with me, Sherry. We're going to take a station break for a moment, and we'll come back on the other side. And we're going to come back and talk about the things that we may be sharing in the very near future. But before that, we're going to hear Wind by Sherry Marie. We'll be right back.
Life Conversation. Life Conversation. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit fourparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global medium for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Thank you for that gift.
You're welcome.
The inspiration, I'm sure, was the wind.
Yes.
We don't need to go there, right?
Totally. And, you know, that's another song about just trusting God, trusting the process. You know, it's, you know, imagine being carried by the wind in your life. You know, what an incredible feeling. You know, that's... Look at the birds, you know, just knowing that they're using the wind to travel wherever it is they wish to go, you know, wherever it is that they wish to go, to be that light and that joyful and that free in life and not get bogged down with, you know, the stresses that as humans come to us, you know, naturally. Well, maybe not naturally, but they come to us. We learn how to be stressful. Because as children, you know, we're born stress-free. Children have this thing called life so cold. They know what to do. They know what the business is. They, you know, they're going to make sure that they are heard. They're going to make sure that they are fed. They're going to make sure that everything that pertains to their joy is handled.
That's really,
for me, what I believe, you know, God wants us to continue to know is that, you know, just trust me, I got you. Do what you're supposed to do. Get up, be proactive in your life. And I got you. You know, the joy is there. It will come if we continue to allow it, you know, and that's what I try to do, and that's really what Wind was about, you know, reconnecting with that joy and reconnecting with my power and understanding who I was created to be. So.
Mm-hmm.
There you have.
And commanded. You know, you talk about the children and you talk about commanding. And, you know, when I got the sense of this piece of play from last year, you know, the whole
Which is
idea from
by
the heart.
The way, may I just say that?
I'm sorry? Say it again.
I said, it's brilliant, by the way. I love the concept of playing as adults. We don't do it enough. You know, we just
Absolutely.
Get so caught up in being politically correct and being adults, whatever that means, and mm-hmm. we forget to connect with our joy. We forget to play. You know, I play as often as I humanly can. You know, yesterday I had the pleasure of sitting down with my children and their friends, and we watched Disney movies, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're not little bitty kids, you know, they're not 3 and 4 year olds, they're grown too, and
mm-hmm.
Just to be able to sit and laugh and be joyful and have that experience was wonderful, you know, and getting out and playing jump rope and hopscotch and basketball and volleyball and swimming and, you know, or just laughing till your head falls off. We don't take enough time to do that, but I believe it's in those moments that we really connect with our Creator, because we're not trying to do or be anything, you know. So whatever healing needs to come through, comes through. Whatever messages about what we need to be doing in life can come through unencumbered, because we're not trying to fix anything. We're not trying to, you know, turn any knobs and, you know, mess stuff up.
mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Because one of the things is when we really get to on purpose, we understand that we can't get it wrong.
Exactly.
We really
exactly.
can't get it wrong, you know. And children know that. The adults came
yes.
in and interfered and started telling children, "Well, you messed that up. Well, you
right.
didn't do this
Don't
because you didn't do it
nine.
Like I."
Yeah.
Because
yes.
you didn't do it like I wanted you to do it, then that means
yes.
that you messed up. And as you said, when children were young, I mean, well, yeah, when children were young, right. When we were children,
right?
we commanded, we said, this is what we want, until we got popped upside our head, or we got, you know, on punishment or something, until we learned differently. You know, and that is what the whole idea of play is bringing us back to, because we still a lot of times feel like we need to please people. We need to say just the right thing. And I loved your answer in the beginning when you said, I don't know what they think about me. And it's almost like, I don't really care. And that is really, it's not your business. It really is not
yeah,
your business.
Yeah, it's not.
It's
really
not your
not.
Business. It's just a question. It's a three-part question, but any answer is fine, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not your business really to try be concerned about what other people think about you. If it's nice, if they feel something good, then it's a cherry on top. And if they don't, then it's still a cherry on top. You
still
know, because it's
top.
Really not.
Still
yeah,
there.
It's still, right. It's not your business. So really, in truth, you know, the whole idea of play came from the movement of people moving into their heart space and knowing that that is really where your altar lies. That's where your church is. That's who you are, is what you are actually emoting. How deep is your love? You know, how deep is it for yourself? How deep is it for your family, your friends, and creation, all of creation? And taking ourselves and really understanding what is this? What's the song that's in our heart? Where is it that we stand in life? What are we springing? What's the springboard we're coming from? You know, and if we go into the workplaces with a taste of play and we change a life where people quit, then that may be the answer, and that's good for the employer. That's good for the employee, because both
right.
of them are getting what they need. The employer is getting the employee out the way that really doesn't want to come there, and the production is very slow. And the employee
yeah.
is getting to know themselves and say, "This is not. I'm not having fun." One
right.
of our slogans is, are you having fun yet? Are you having fun yet? And I am asking everybody, are you having fun yet? And when you think about that, I used to laugh so hard. I used to hear that a lot from a friend of mine. He said, are we having fun yet? And it made me laugh so hard, and I know now why it made me laugh, because I wasn't having fun. So I thought it was funny that she even thought that we should have been having fun. You know, because my thing was always working and always taking care of people, making people feel comfortable, making them feel good. How can I help you? How can I do some get some consultations or some healing work on you or whatever it is that they needed? How can I provide for you to make you feel better? The feel-good factor is for us so that we can fill up and we can spill it out on others. The feel-good factor is not for another person. The feel-good factor is for us because when we fill up, I'm going to say it again, we can spill it out onto another. And that is what purposely loving and appreciating ourselves is really about. It really is about that. And the more attention that can be paid to that is what we are moving forward towards. I said I was going to say a little bit about, just a tad bit about what it is that we will be doing with the Play Movement, and that is taking it into the workplaces. And I really feel like it's important because that's where the adults are stressed out today. So, you know, if you're interested in us coming to your workplace or not, if you just want to talk about it, if you just want to discuss it, you can email me at ombasa@ombasa.com, or you can go to the I Will Play website, iwillplay.org, and you'll find out more information there. Sherry Marie will definitely be working with the Play Movement and doing some of her wonderful, wonderful play shops of empowerment with music, and we'll be taking it by storm, because play is all about whatever fits for that particular environment. It's about how can we all play in this area, in your environment, in on your playground. It all comes together once you get there. You know, we can have a plan, but God has another plan. So it always kind of shifts and changes, but we do have a blueprint for you. You will leave with a blueprint. And you will have your lifetime stress management blueprint when you get ready to walk out the door. So, you know, this is it is a movement. It is something that's really important right now in the world today, and that is why I'm here talking to you right now. That's the reason why I'm here. It's all about promoting healthy lifestyles. That is, I mean, sound and healing, sound is like the oldest healer. It's dealt with problems like depression, stress, high blood pressure, addictions, asthma, migraines, Alzheimer's, cancer, multiple sclerosis. But keep going. I mean, it's really sound and rhythm interacts with our mind, body, and soul on at least four levels. You know, it's a very powerful healer, and I really feel like, and I'm going to play another one of your songs in a minute. Let's get this last song in, because I will go on and on and on. If you want to hear more from me, you just come to ombasa.com. I'll talk to you more later. But, I want to get to your, let's talk about your last piece that you did, your most current piece.
Oh, yeah, this is one that I am so incredibly excited about. Mm-hmm. I'm actually excited about all of my music, which can be found, I should say also that the songs that you heard previously can be found on iTunes, and they're from my Pure Voice, P-U-R-E voice, and again, that's Sherry Marie, C-H-E-R-I, so I hope you will get them and so I can sing in your living room. But this next single is the one that will be released soon. It's called Time to Shine. And I'm excited about this song because not only is the title so timely, the energy of it is so critical. You know, we've all been designed for greatness. We've all been designed to do something magnificent in our lives. That doesn't mean that it's going to be on CNN or that it's going to be on the front page of your paper. It means that whatever you're here to do will impact the lives of generations. And I need you to do that. We all need each other to stand in our power, lovingly embrace who you are, whatever that is. If you make the best pound cake and you want to feed the homeless, I don't care what it is you do. If you're an astronaut, if you're a veterinarian, if you're a teacher, whatever your passion is, it is time to let it shine. There are a lot of people who
may try to discourage you. Even people in your own home who think that they're giving you good advice when they're actually speaking from their own fears and feelings of inadequacy, telling you that you can't do it, that you're not pretty enough, or you're too old, or you're too young, or you're not smart enough, or whatever the not is. Understand that when you've been given the vision, provisions have already been made. You can do whatever you want to do. You just have to say yes. And like, if I can be a Trekkie for a moment, as Picard says, make it so. You know, get it done. Get it done. So time to shine. You let your light shine. You know, it will be, listen, hit me up on Twitter, especially. Hit me up on Facebook, too, because I want to let you know when it drops. Time to shine. It is our time to shine, family.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Yes, let's do it. Let's hear Time to Shine.
So guess what? They lied. You're in control. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Somebody said you never be anything. They tried to change your fate. Guess what? They lied. It's time to shine. Time to shine. Shine on.
Shine, 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 shine.
To shine, time to shine, Miss Sherry Marie. You want to get that one? You need to go get that one. You need to go get that one. Everyone needs to shine. Our souls, all of our souls, want to shine, and mm-hmm. they've been covered much too long with wrong labels, wrong jobs, wrong relationships. And I'm saying wrong loosely, because you know I don't think there's no wrong, nothing wrong. I know right and wrong. But I'm saying, you know, inappropriate, you know,
yes.
The things that don't make it, that we allow to keep us from shining. All of those things that we allow ourselves into that dulls our light. And it's time to shine. Definitely has,
it really
it's definitely
is.
Time to shine.
Really. And you
yeah,
are shining,
we
have, my dear.
And you are as well. We are reflecting that diamond light, that diamond love. I am. We have another person here that wants to wish you a happy birthday. So we can't get out of here before we do that. So,
all right.
Let's see if they.
I got some sense. I know that it's my time to shine, but I ain't gonna try and sing when the singer's in the house. I know what I do best.
singing. Well, my singing voice is getting ready for a gig tonight, so my singing voice ain't around. So I know this voice loves to talk. So anyway, my sister, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, Brother Ajay. Thank you very much. It's just so wonderful to hear you and just to feel the love from you and everyone, whether you have chimed in for me to hear your voice or not. I feel your energy. I feel it deeply in my soul. And I thank you all for just being with all of us today and making this so special. And yes, Brother Ajay.
You're welcome. Well, you know, I was trying to be behind the scenes, but you said it's time to shine. Don't listen to what people say. It's time for you to shine. I'm like, okay, all right.
Well, you got
I'll
the message,
shine.
Man. Yeah, you got the message right on time. Yes, sir.
I know,
right? Yes, sir. Thank you.
And
so
I
much.
Know you're having a great one. Thank you for gracing us with your love, your light, your energy, your gift. And every time I hear your song, it makes me smile, and we are always playing your song. Keep singing, and we'll keep playing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very
welcome. Well, we'll definitely see. You always have and always will have that kind of effect on people where you, because your love is real, your love is a shining love. And so I really do appreciate you, and I really do. We will bring you back because we will be doing some music and some sounds and some things together on the road. And so we'll bring Sherry Marie back in, and we'll be talking more about, we'll be talking more about the movement, the play movement, and what we'll be doing with that. But I do want you to have a happy birthday, so we don't want to keep you any longer.
Oh, listen, this is such an amazing gift, as I said at the beginning, to be able to speak with you, my sister, and all of our brothers and sisters in the world. You know, I can't wait to get the tweets. I can't wait to get the Facebook message.
Well, you already got a birthday wish from Teresa. Teresa in Washington State says she's dancing over here. Happy, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. This has been a great, great honor.
Yes, it is.
I love, and listen, for everyone listening, no one has told you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Know that you are loved. If you've never heard it from anyone else but me, you know that it is real, that it is pure, and that it is true, and you can take it with you wherever you go, and I hope that you will, and share it with someone else.
Well, there you have it. You've been loved completely by the musical love goddess extraordinaire. And and with that, we're going to love you, and we're going to leave you. My dear sister, I will trust to see you and hug you real soon. Be blessed.
I look forward to it. You be blessed as well.
Expressing care.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us in the play experience today. We always can take it over when we feel like it, and I'm so glad we have that option. We took you over a bit, and I know you enjoyed my sister, and we will be bringing her back soon. I look forward to speaking with you, seeing you, hugging you, being with you, playing with you on the playground next week, next Thursday. Much love, much peace, much joy. Ombasa out.
Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Walking. Walking along the shore. Stepping forward. Stepping forward. In the waves. The waves. That embrace. The waves that allow. The waves that accept. And as we move towards remembrance, remembrance of all that we are, remembrance of why we are. All that we seek to remember is right here. And as we move on this journey into the sun, we realize that the tools we indeed possess. We honor the fact there's no longer any need to look outside of ourselves, for we possess tools of love. We possess the tools of trust, honor, and wisdom, all of which have, up to this point, been sought after outside of ourselves. We honor ourselves now. Recognition of this will soar our souls to the highest realms of this universe and beyond. As we move forward on our journey, thank you. we pray for protection. And most of all, we pray for always being surrounded by the greatest tool of all, love.
And if we keep moving,
we will meet with our desire, and we will welcome our desire, and we will embrace our desire and know that we truly deserve our desire, giving thanks in each step for all the blessings. Breath, movement, sound, taste, smell, touch. We give thanks for perception, health, and the wealth of health. We honor and we give thanks. Always knowing that the solution always resides within the soul, and the song of the soul, if it is worn, we will soar and we will fly over each obstacle we encounter. Obstacles that in fact have come from our fears. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.